Let's take a few more examples, using a few more of the illusions. Any of them could be used. The formula is the same. When faced with the illusion of condemnation, it may seem to you as though this experience is very real. Condemnation will present itself to you in one of two disguises, your condemnation and the condemnation of others. When faced with the illusion of superiority, it may seem to you as if this experience is very real. Superiority will present itself to you in one of two disguises, your superiority and the superiority of others. When faced with the illusion of ignorance, it also may seem to you as though this experience is very real. Ignorance will present itself to you in one of two disguises, your ignorance and the ignorance of others. Do you see the pattern? Are you beginning to calculate, even before I tell you, some good ways in which you may use these illusions? Confronted with the condemnation of others, you will be tempted to condemn. Confronted with your condemnation, others will be tempted to condemn you. Confronted with the superiority of others, you will be tempted to think of yourself as superior. Confronted with your superiority, others will be tempted to think of themselves as superior to you. Do you see the pattern? Are you beginning to calculate, even before I tell you, some good ways in which you may use these illusions? Seeing the pattern is important. This is the pattern which you have overlaid upon the fabric of your own cultural story. This is what has caused you to experience your collective reality as it is on your planet. You do not need me to give you any more examples of how to step away from these illusions and use them. Indeed, if I continue to give you specific examples, you will become dependent on me. You will feel that you cannot understand or know how to recreate yourself anew in the face of real-life, day-to-day experiences. Then you will begin to pray. God help me, you will call out, and then thank me if things work out well, and curse me if they do not, as if I were granting some wishes and denying others. Or worse yet, granting the wishes of some people and denying the wishes of others. I tell you this, it is not God's job to grant or deny wishes. On what basis would I do so? Using what criteria? Understand this, if you understand nothing else. God needs nothing. If I need nothing, I therefore have no criteria by which I would decide whether you get to have something or not. That decision is yours. You can make that decision consciously or unconsciously. You have been making it unconsciously for centuries, indeed, for millennia. Here is how you can make it consciously.
A. See the illusion as an illusion. B. Decide what it means. C. Recreate yourself anew. Use the following statements of ultimate truth as tools in accomplishing the above. 1. Nothing in my world is real. 2. The meaning of everything is the meaning I give it. 3. I am who I say I am, and my experience is what I say it is. The communication that I've been having with you here is your attempt to place into human words the complex concepts that you intuitively understand at a deep inner level of awareness. These ideas have come to you and through you before. If you are not careful, it will look as if they came to someone else, through someone else. This is an illusion. You have brought this experience to yourself, through yourself, repeatedly. This is your process of remembering. The opportunity now is to transform these words into an experience by replacing your illusions with a new lived reality. This is the transformation of life on your planet of which I have spoken. Thus I have inspired it to be said, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.